July 11. Trust in Him at all times. God is a refuge for us. Psalms 62:8. The second city of refuge was Shechem. Shechem means shoulder. The Lord Jesus Christ is not only our Redeemer and Savior, but He is also our burden, bearer. He says in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He undertakes to bear all our burdens. Many people know Him as the one who forgives sins, but never enjoy Him as their Shechem. We can put any burden upon His shoulder, however heavy it may be. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." Psalm 55:22. We can put all our burdens upon the Lord, whether they are personal or pertaining to family or assembly, as His shoulders are strong enough to bear all our burdens. The same Lord who helped us in the past is able to help us now and in the future. Thirdly, Hebron means fellowship. First of all, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3. When we have fellowship with other believers, we must maintain our fellowship with God the Father and God the Son regularly through our quiet time and share our thoughts, problems, and burdens in prayer. Before we seek human sympathy, we must seek the favor of God. Then He will make every provision for our fellowship with other believers, not only for food, but also for spiritual help by sharing burdens and praying together. When we have to go to a strange and far-off place, our first concern is about fellowship. But believers do not need to feel lonely, as the Lord will provide helpful fellowship. When a believer is transferred or sent on a promotion, the first reaction is to try for cancellation and seek prayer help. They are worried about their children's education and many other family matters. But we have the Lord who will make every provision for our fellowship and all our needs. I have found during the past many years how the Lord has made wonderful provision for all my needs through fellowship. After my conversion in December 1929, my first prayer was, "Lord, I have been to good homes with high-class furniture and all comforts, but I have never lived in a Christian home. I do not want any comfort. I only want a true Christian home." The same week, a lady came to me and said, "We have heard that you are a stranger here. We have one room lying vacant. As long as you are here, you can stay there." I said, "I will pray about it." But in my heart of hearts, I wanted to accept the offer. When I prayed about it, the Lord said to me, "That is the home I have provided for you." After some weeks, I shifted to that house. It was a happy Christian home. It was there where I read the whole Bible for the first time, and it was there when I heard God's call for His service and dedicated to serve Him. Through Him, I had the opportunity to meet many good Christians. Now, I thank God for all the provision He has made for my fellowship. Thus, God provides fellowship in every country. In a true sense, my Lord has become my Hebron.